The hydrant, they call that a lot, that too. When I was a boy, I remember that word.
Let's see.
Most hydrants now refer to that as a fire hydrant. You know, that's what they refer to in the fire department.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. You might say, yeah, it got so cold last night that our water pipes
busted or froze.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Sometimes, a long time ago, people would buy flour in a what? Big round thing.
Barrel?
Yeah. And did you ever see one of those that people would catch water in? You ever see people?
Rain barrel, yeah, I've heard of people doing it.
Yeah. And did you ever, when people used to buy, well, we mentioned barrel, what would you call a small one that
keg?
Yeah. What usually came in a keg?
Well, nails mostly come in kegs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that runs around the barrel like that, the steel band? What do you usually call those?
I don't know, but I've trying to think of the things that made them. You know, a lot of those
staves.
That's what it was. You know, I'm trying to think of that word there.
What would you call the things that you know? What do you call a steel thing?
I don't know what a steel band. I reckon.
You ever hear them hoop or anything like that?
No, I never have heard that word.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a name for a person who made a barrel?
No, I never have seen nobody make a barrel. I heard of it.
Let's see. Now, people in the past used to buy molasses in very large quantities. Do you remember what they used to call that? They buy what of molasses?
Did you ever? No, that's for my time.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to put some oil in your car, you know, when you say the oil can got a big mouth, and you want, what would you pour?
I use a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Use it now. Mm-hmm. I have to check all my children's cars because they're too damn lazy to check it themselves.
Put oil and all in for
them? Yeah, I have to. Now my daughter won't even put gas in her car. Her roommate ride home with her and she had to put the gas in for my daughter. My daughter won't do it for hell no water.
Used to, if people wanted to say we were driving in a horse and buggy, what would you use to urge your horses on?
A whip.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, if you go to the store and you buy, say, something like fruit, you usually put it in what? They put it in, to carry it home, you put it in what?
Put it in a sack.
Mm-hmm. And what's that usually made of?
Paper.
Yeah, if
some of them got these little knit sacks that's already in there, you know. Mm-hmm. If you buy a whole group of oranges, they got them in them knit sacks.
Mm-hmm. And what about... what about this? If it was made out of cloth, would you still call it a sack?
That's where we used to buy flour when I was a kid. My mom bought a sack full of flour, and it was a cloth sack.
Did you ever use the term bag for sack?
Yeah, that's what they call them at the grocery store, bag boys. They don't call them sack boys.
Bag boys.
Yeah, that's what they did. My son was a bag boy at the grocery store there for a while.
Any difference between a bag and a sack?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what they're made out of, still a bag or a sack.
Yeah.
Ever hear anybody call a bag or a sack a poke?
Never in my life have I heard it.
Mm-hmm. And what about sometimes potatoes used to be shipped in these things where you might buy feed or seed or manure in a big
Kroger sack.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. We talked about fireplaces earlier. If you had gone out to cut some wood, how much wood? You know the expression people would use for the amount of wood they carried?
I heard a armful.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody call it a turn of wood?
Never in my life.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. When the light bulb burns out the electric lamp, you have to